It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Today is the birthday of Lucretia Rudolph Garfield, the widow of James A. Garfield, the 20th President of the United States. Born in Garrettsville, Ohio in 1832, she first met her husband in 1849 at Geauga Seminary. After a long courtship, they married in 1858. They would eventually have seven children together, five of whom lived to adulthood. Highly educated and intellectually curious, Lucretia was well attuned to the initial workings of politics, which proved to be of great aid to her husband's career. She was well regarded during her brief period in the White House, but after only a few months contracted malaria and went to Long Beach, New Jersey to recuperate. In July 1881, Garfield was shot and mortally wounded by Charles Guiteau. He lingered for 2.5 months before dying, during which his wife stayed at his bedside and received much public sympathy. Lucretia Garfield returned to her former residence in Ohio after being widowed, living in what is now the James A. Garfield National Historic Site. She spent much of the rest of her life preserving her husband's papers and other materials, and establishing what was effectively the first presidential library. Lucretia became a remarkably well-educated woman for her time. She studied all of the classics and learned to speak Greek, Latin, French, and German. Additionally, she studied science, biology, math, history, and philosophy. She graduated from Hiram College and became a teacher because she did not want to have to depend on her father to support her. Lucretia and her husband were both 26 when they married on November 11, 1858. His service in the Union Army from 1861 to 1863 kept them apart, but after his first winter in Washington as a freshman representative, the family remained together. With a home in the capital as well as one in Mentor, Ohio, they enjoyed a happy domestic life together. Garfield's election to the presidency brought a cheerful family into the White House in 1881. Though Lucretia was not particularly interested in a First Lady's social duties, she was deeply conscientious, and her genuine hospitality made her dinners and twice-weekly receptions most enjoyable. Aside from hosting dinners and receptions, Lucretia advised her husband on whom to select as cabinet officers, and her choice for Secretary of State, James Blaine, proved to be very successful. Her earlier education instilled in her an interest in history, and she began to make plans to make the historical White House the cultural center of the nation's capital. One of the doctors hired to take care of the president after he was shot was a woman, Dr. Susan Edson. However, she was paid only half the amount that the men physicians received. Upon hearing about this discrepancy, Lucretia wrote a letter expressing her outrage, using the word discrimination to express her fury. Dr. Edson soon received the same amount as the men caring for the wounded president. During the 3 months that Garfield fought for his life, Lucretia's grief and devotion won the respect and sympathy of the country. For another 36 years, she led a strictly private but busy and comfortable life, active in preserving the records of her husband's career. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 20th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.